السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد. Yesterday I was discussing an ayat of the Quran, verse 177 of Surah Baqarah. And I mentioned to you that it became the means of the acceptance of Islam, of a lecturer, a white lecturer, during the apartheid times in Treverton College. And then afterwards, of course, because of the problems in the country, he left the country and went overseas. But what was in this verse that made him accept Islam? There was so much that we cannot even do justice to it. Of course, when the explanation was given there at the college, it was different from what I'm giving to you now, because now I'm talking to an audience that believes in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that believes in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that believes in Akhirat. So there will be a difference we left in the adaptation. But the facts which have been mentioned in this verse, let us go through the translation of the entire verse first. And then as we go along, inshallah, we will discuss, if Allah Ta'ala wills. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وَجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not righteousness that you turn your faces towards the east or the west. I explained this very briefly yesterday, that it is the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which should supersede everything. It is not the east or the west which matters so much. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had ordered that we face in some other direction instead of Kaabatullah Sharif, then it was our duty to face in that direction. Even if Allah Ta'ala changed His orders 100 times, then too it was the duty of the believers to accept that order and not to question. What is permissible and acceptable is that the person tests the authenticity of a Quranic verse or a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is not only permissible, it is in fact necessary. If a person is wrongly quoting some verse of the Quran Sharif, then every Muslim or every person has the right to first check, is it correctly quoted or not? And if it is quoted correctly, then if a person is not a believer in Allah Ta'ala, it is permissible for him, or it is acceptable that this person makes the necessary research that is required, whether the Quran Sharif is the book of Allah or not, the Kalam of Allah or not. Now we have ample evidence and proof to show that the Quran Sharif is the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in which there is no alteration, no change, no interpolation, no addition, nothing. There's ample evidence which we can give to those who want to question whether the Quran Sharif is the kalam of Allah or not. But once the person has accepted that it is the kalam of Allah Ta'ala, once we have accepted or believed that it is the word of Allah Ta'ala, then of course we have no right to question that why did Allah Ta'ala order this? Why did He make this halal? Why did He make that haram? For we have believed that He is the creator, and whatever He decides, there is in it nothing but goodness, nothing but khair. Allah Ta'ala is our creator, so He knows what is best for us, for this world and the hereafter. So, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not righteousness. I mean, that is not the only thing of righteousness that you face towards the east or the west. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. So Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says that what are the traits of a person who is or who has got righteousness in him? There must be some sign, there must be some trait. It mustn't be just the person has got some Muslim name and we say that he's a very righteous person. Or a person is making salat, so we say he's a very righteous person. Or the person is just transacting his business in a halal way, but neglecting all his salat, we say he's a very righteous person. Very God-fearing person, because he's very honest in his business, in his trade. So it's not a question of departmental Islam. That in one department the person is a good Muslim, so we say that this person is a very good Muslim. Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says righteousness is what are the traits that the person believes in Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. He has Iman in Allah. Righteousness is that you believe in Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this itself, we can go on and on discussing the whole day and night on what Iman is. But inshallah some part of it we will discuss. Wal yawm al akhir, and the person believes in the last day. The day of Qiyamah is haq. All the Nabis of the past, one belief which was common to all is that there is the last day. Belief in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, belief in the last day, these are common principles. So Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala says that the person, if you want to see righteousness, then he believes in Allah, he believes in the last day. Now again an explanation, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala gives life and health, will follow. He believes in the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. All the revealed books of the past, you will find mention of angels of Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, Mikael alayhi salatu wa salam, Israfil or Israel alayhi salatu wa salam, or it is a general mention of the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, you will find in all the divine books. Then man made a lot of alterations, changes in the previously revealed books. In fact, that is where many of them went astray, that Allah Ta'ala had commanded the angels to undertake so many different functions and duties. And then people thought that this angel of death, so now that is the god of death. Angel of health, that gives so many people good health, so angels are given that duty. So they thought that that angel was God itself. Wealth and all other things, sickness, everything you look at, so they made one God for each thing and they went astray. So the believer is the one who believes in the angels of Allah Ta'ala, in the books of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he believes in the prophets and messengers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So you can see the aqaid are all covered in this ayat. The person believes in Allah Ta'ala, he believes in his angels, in his books, in his messengers, and of course he believes in the last day. Then Allah Ta'ala says, and they give their wealth. Allah Ta'ala, whatever wealth he has provided for them, of that wealth they give. Hala hubbihi. Now here again this hubbihi, what does it mean? The love of the wealth, in spite of the love of the wealth, they still give from there. The person has love of wealth, but he still gives from there. Allahu bihi. And if you take the he to refer to Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is that for the love of Allah Ta'ala they give from that wealth. Now again there's great discussion there, but Allahu bihi, they give from that wealth to whom? Now the first one that's mentioned there is Dhawil Qurba, to the relatives, to the kith and kin, to the family members. Now we will take all our charities and send it overseas. We'll take our charities and send it to far and distant places. Why? We will say because they are very poor, very needy, they are in need, they are destitute, they are orphans. But in our own families sometimes, our brothers' children, our sisters' children, our aunts, our uncles, our nieces, our nephews, those who are very close, sometimes they are really in need. But because we do not get very much praises from them, If we have to help them and assist them, then we won't get too much of congratulations and thanks. In fact, sometimes they will say that if he gave so much, what's there? He's got millions. So that is what the family members will say. After giving assistance, they'll say, kya kamal kar diya isme? Kya daad mar diya, as they say in Gujarati there. If he gave that much, what greatness in there? He has so much, from there he could have given much more. So that is the response we will probably get in most cases. So therefore the person's heart is not inclined towards giving his own family members who are in need. Yet you will get double reward and double sawab if you have to give first to those who are family members who are in need. And you can see in this ayat also, before the masakin and the yatama and everything else, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first says zawil qurba. Again, this is a subject which can be discussed at length. So from that wealth they give to the family members, to the kith and kin, to those who are close and related. And then wal yatama, and to the orphans. In my Jummah bayans I explained in detail that orphans also, we only think of some orphan in some yatim khana. Whenever we think of charities, whenever we think of assistance, or whenever we think of being kind and gentle and good to orphans, then we'll look at some yatim khana in the world and we'll say that it must be very good to them because they are orphans in that home. Whereas we have orphans in our own home sometimes. The brother passed away, the uncle passed away, somebody else passed away and left behind little children who are orphans. And sometimes those orphans are very wealthy also. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say orphans only if they are in need. Of course, they will be entitled to first assistance and help. But with regards to kindness and goodness, then those orphans who are in our own home sometime, because the brother is gone, or the father is gone, or the uncle is gone, or somebody is gone, now those children are little of young age, they've got big, big properties which they have inherited, but we are the trustees of that estate, and that little child does not even know what the father left behind. So sometimes the treatment that is given to that orphan child, it is such that it brings down the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on their family. They don't see it immediately, but within the lifetime they will see it, that they have filled in their belly nothing but fire if they have consumed the wealth of those orphans unjustly. And it is very common. How many properties of orphans have been devoured? There's no sign left of it. Before the child even becomes of age, there's nothing left of that property that the father has left behind. So to give to the orphans, to the masakin, to the poor, and wabna sabil, to the wayfarer, the musafir that is going past, to assist, to help, wasa'ilin, the one who begs, the one who asks. Again, there's a lot of explanation. Wafir riqab, and in the ransoming of slaves. Now those days there was a lot of slavery. To buy a slave and free him, then they give their wealth to all these causes. Now here, immediately after mentioning these huquq, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish their salat. وَآتَ الزَّكَاةِ, and they give zakat. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا, and they fulfill their promises when they make promises. Whatever contracts, pledges, promises they have made, then they fulfill those contracts. وَالصَّابِرِينَ, and they are patient. فِي الْبَأْسَى, when it comes to any kind of hardship, difficulty, any kind of pain, problem, والضرّاء, any kind of adversity, then they are patient. Again, what is patience is a subject. وَحِينَ الْبَأْسَ, and then if it is a national calamity, or if it is a war, or if there's drought, or if there's something else, then they are patient over those calamities also. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, Allah Ta'ala says, they are the truthful ones. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, and they are the ones that you can call muttaqi. They are the ones whom we say have got taqwa. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. That means the muttaqi is sadiq, and the sadiq is muttaqi. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding of this mubarak kalam of his. It's got such power and such force and such effect and such dynamism in it, that if only we have to read it with that azmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts, then it will change the life of a person. In the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just one verse of the Quran Sharif and whole clans and whole tribes come into Islam. And today we read the whole Quran Sharif and clans and tribes leave Islam. Go to different parts of the world and see how many have left Islam. Why? Just for some pretty face or some hamper or some other temptation, some other carrot that was dangled before the person, and finish, Islam is gone. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us hidayat. May He keep us steadfast on Islam and Iman. May He remove our difficulties, problems, and give us His qurb, His muhabbat, His ma'rifat, His yaqeen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.